back to the Willow Tree Online. My name is Steven. I'm joined by my lovely better half and co-host,
Christina.
And today's episode is going to be kind of fun for us. We are talking about our story. This is Who Are the Hutsons? You might know us, you might not. Who are these people on the internet that you're listening to in your car or in your speakers? So we're just going to kind of overview our story, who we are, and just some of our history, because we have a winding road of a history, as most of us do. But we'll talk a little bit more about us, our careers, the stuff that we've done in our lives since we've known each other. We've been together for 11 years, so we'll kind of pick up at that point. It's really all that matters, our time together. And then the health journey, that's a big component of how this podcast came about and the stuff that we're going to be talking about there. Our values, us dating, kind of our relationship history, and some little random facts about us that you might not know, even if you know us in the real life.
Ooh.
Suspense. So as always, we're going to start with our section, which is three highlights of the day before we kick into the main conversation. So invite you to join us here. Think about your three highlights of the day as Christina kicks off with her three highlights.
Three highlights of the day. I had some people who listened to the first episode say, it felt like I was sitting in the living room with you. And I was like, that's exactly what you want.
That's the point.
So I'm imagining you're sitting here at the dining room table with us, and we're just sharing our highlights.
Sipping a coffee. I highly recommend like a warm drink when you're listening to this, if you can.
Could make you happier.
Yeah, I think so. I think a hot drink makes everything better.
It truly does. I think there's like science behind it. Okay, three highlights of my day are, one, I got to spend time with my neighbor, which was just really life-giving. It's good to get out of the house and spend time with someone else.
Neighbors are
great.
Who
you love. My second one was Beckett has just started vocalizing a lot. He's not talking yet. He's a little over 15 months. But he has started a lot of like sing-songy. And he laid in his crib for like 20 minutes just sing-songing himself before sleep. And it was funny and cute. And it made me happy.
Yeah, it's all mama and variations of mama right now. And I will chase him saying, say daddy, say papa. And or like tonight at the dinner table, I was like, papa. And he looked at me and like the loudest I've ever heard him say it, mama. Like, okay, fine. Tell me how you really feel. So he says it every once in a while. He's combined papa and daddy with Poppy. So I think I am Poppy. I think unless there's an Italian grandpa somewhere that he has met. Hey, Poppy. Anyway,
this is getting out of hand. All right, my third highlight is I made chocolate chip banana muffins, and I make them like weekly, but it was a particularly delicious batch. So eating that today was a big highlight for
me. That's amazing. They're really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
If you ever have the chance to have one,
I'll share the recipe sometime.
Highly recommend it.
Okay.
My three highlights. Great. I had a couple of great conversations today. One with somebody in the UK who I met on LinkedIn recently. We connected, and he is a little bit ahead of me in his kind of copywriting freelance marketer journey. I was like, I'd love to talk to you and hear how it's gone for you. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. So got to talk with him, hear his great accent for half an hour, and that was really encouraging. And then talked with a former coworker of mine as well for a really long time, and that was just great to connect with people. I love connecting, love conversations with folks.
If you want to make Steven's day, just call him on the phone. If you want to break my day and make my brain shatter and make me anxious, call me. That's actually funny because I do phone calls like for my work, but like random phone calls, if my phone just rings, I'm like, who is it? Why are you calling me? What's happening?
Yeah.
It overwhelms me.
I used to be like that. And that I've slowly kind of branched out from that and now I
tell
I
us, are it. You an I love it when my phone randomly rings, or it kind of stresses me
I'm going to guess 99% of our listeners are the, it stresses me out when the phone rings randomly.
Too bad you can't comment on a podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You can email us though. Email us. Number two, Christine is giving me the two sign. Go faster. Second highlight was, Beckett. I was sitting on the couch, working on something on my computer, and Beckett like comes up, crawls onto the couch, and then just like lays across me, just like puts his head on my chest and just lays there. And that was just a really sweet moment. Very random. And then I think third highlight was where we had waffles for dinner. And waffles are just always a highlight. Whenever homemade you have waffles. Homemade waffles.
This was not your average Eggo waffle.
Father-in-law's recipe, Dwight's recipe. Yeah. So good.
If you know, yeah. You know.
Those are the highlights.
All right.
So now we move into our core content. So we're talking about us. Talking about Steven's our story.
Energy tonight. Just to let you know, it's 10:15 p.m. recording this, and Steven's energy is like a 22 on the scale of 1 to 10, which is awesome. We need it.
Need it. Overcome. Got to bring it. Beckett's asleep.
She's compensating for mine. All right. So let's head into the core content. We are going to just share a little bit more about who we are so this can live in the feed of episodes in case someone stumbles upon it. But do you want to share how we're going to start, Stephen?
Yeah, so we're going to start by reading this kind of manifesto that we wrote. You can see it on our website, willowtreeonline.com. And we spent some time, you know, kind of crafting this to say, like, what is this about? What is our intention for this space? As you get to know us, you'll find that intention is really important to us. If I had one word to kind of define us and our focus, it's we try to be very, very intentional about really everything in our lives. So we wanted to do the same thing with kind of this manifesto. So Christine is going to read that, because I think does a good job describing, you know, what we're about here.
Yeah. Okay. So about the Willow Tree Online podcast, we believe that beauty and suffering can coexist, that a life rich in meaning and presence is worth pursuing every single day. In our 9 years of marriage, we've faced suffering, pain, chronic illness, and deep loss alongside so much beauty and blessing. Our journey has led us to explore what truly matters when much is stripped away, and we're here to tell you that life is so beautiful, even in the shadows. The Willow Tree Online is our way of bringing our home to you. It's everything we've learned about finding beauty in suffering, hope in darkness, and peace in the storms. It's delving into the journey of living a meaningful life despite trials that come. It's sharing everything we've learned about cultivating wholeness in heart, health, and home. Through this content, we pray that you experience greater joy in your heart, greater health in your body, and greater peace in your home, despite the winds and the waves of life. That is our manifesto and what we come back to when we think about episodes that we want to create. Is it essentially anchored in these concepts of creating greater wholeness in our physical health, in our emotional health, in our relationships, things like that.
Yeah. How does it feel reading that?
Good. We worked hard on that manifesto and it still always rings true.
Yeah.
It's good to have kind of a true north, I think, that you keep going back to. It's like, yeah, okay, that stay in line with that.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me too. Like hearing you read it, in reading along, you know, it's this feeling of, oh yeah, that's right. You know? Mm-hmm. And we didn't just sit down and pop that out the first time. It took some revising and editing but we got there, and it's been this really great thing that we come back to often. You know, it's kind of like a life manifesto. And an interesting just context for the Willow Tree Online, you know, this is a public podcast now, but it started out as a private membership where we were doing a bit more content every month. And through some feedback and just reflection, we decided to just move forward with a podcast and make it public. But even before that, our vision is to have this physical space where people can come and stay and rest and kind of experience everything that we just talked about in the manifesto. And we created that at our home out in the country of Tennessee in 2020, we had somebody booked out coming
every month
for all of 2020. It was like we were, and it wasn't like a guest home. It was just our guest room in our house, but it was still that intention of
like having
people, a respite space for people to come to. And then we all know what happened in 2020, and all of that had to get everybody canceled. Mm-hmm. And rightly so. And it was just, what do we do with this? How can we still share this that we care so much about with people? And so we came up with, well, how about we do it online? That's why it's called Willow Tree Online. And it was, how can we bring that experience that we wished we could bring to mm-hmm. people in our home? How can we bring that online? So that's the context for it. That's kind of what it was birthed out of. So that's what we're all about. Yeah. So let's dive into kind of talking about our stories and how we met. I think that's how we're going to start, is just how we met, and you'll get a better sense of who we are and why you should listen to what we have to say.
Oh no, just that's kidding. A lot of pressure.
Just kidding. Yeah, not pressure there. Get to know us. How did we meet, Christina?
Well, this is just going to be a brief overview. We're going to like delve into all of these topics in future podcasts.
Yeah, we'll share
briefly
more.
How we met. Basically, we knew each other.
This is the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, we knew each other in high school. We went to the same. We were kind of in the same friend circle, but definitely weren't like interested in each other. Romantically. And then in college, we both ended up going to Arizona State University, but I was actually doing online school at the time because I was so sick. And so Steven ran into a mutual friend randomly, and our friend said, "Oh, I talked to Christina the other day." And Steven was like, "Oh, how's she doing?" And he said, "She's actually going through some stuff. You should reach out to her." And Steven, being like the sweet, most caring guy he is, was like, "All right, I will." So good old Facebook Messenger.
Yep. Messaged her on Facebook Messenger.
I saw, "Oh, Steven Hudson. Okay, I'll respond to that later." And like 2 weeks later, I wrote him back.
Yep. And then out of spite, I'd waited 2 weeks and wrote her back. No, just kidding. No.
Yeah, and so, you know, I kind of shared what was going on, and we just started going back and forth of like talking on Facebook Messenger, and gradually the conversations got longer and richer, and Steven definitely knew before I knew that he had interest in me mm-hmm. romantically, but then we ended up going on some dates, and it kind of just like, I feel like our relationship grew really slowly, but then like also you knew all along that mm-hmm. you wanted to marry me.
I did.
So maybe it grew slowly for me. That's me.
No, I think it still grew slowly. Even if I had that inkling in the back of my mind, I think it was a pretty steady incline the whole way.
So. Yeah. So that was kind of a brief overview.
And that was like, we started talking in like the fall, and then started dating the following like spring, like February ish. Mm-hmm. And then we were engaged the following February, and then we were married the following January. So it was about
remember any of those dates, so I'm so glad your brain works like that.
I know them all. Yeah,
I know all so the dates. Amazing.
My disordered brain latches onto details like that.
I can barely remember my birthday. Sometimes when people ask me for my birthday, someone asked me the last four digits of my phone number for Venmo the other day, and I literally told them the wrong numbers, and seems like, "That's not your phone number." So don't count on me. Okay, that's the moral of that story.
Yes.
Okay, next little part is education and career. What did we study, and what did we do? Do you want to start? Do you want me to?
Sure, I can start.
Okay. What did you go to school for?
So like we said, I went to Arizona State University. We are both born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. We lived in Boston for a few years, and then we went back to Phoenix, and now we're in Nashville, and we've been in Nashville since 2019. So we've been here for a few years, but I went to Arizona State. I went to school for music. I have an orchestral percussion performance degree.
He's so good, you guys.
The job market is hot, let me tell you. for all those classically trained percussionists.
All those marimba players out there.
I was classically trained as a percussionist for like my entire life. Like I started playing. We have video of me as like a 2-year-old
playing drums. He's absolutely incredible. People don't understand. They're like, oh, that's cool. And then you actually like see him play and you're like, what is happening? He's so good.
Yeah. So I played keyboard instruments like marimba and xylophone. The marimba is like the big xylophone.
Yeah.
And then like, if you were to go to a symphony or something, what the percussionists do in the back, like all that stuff, played all that. And then I also took jazz lessons while I was there, jazz drum set. So have a lot of drum set experience and all that jazz. Went to school for that, got my bachelor's in that. We got engaged my senior year of college. And so kind of coming out of that, we was trying to figure out like, okay, what do we do? I had this performance opportunity that was kind of hanging over our heads, like, okay, this is going to happen, but we don't know when. So I had to get a job out of college because I was like, well, I got to get a job so that we can get married and like we can start our lives. And so somehow I got connected with this third party freight shipping logistics company. Say that 5 times fast. But basically, like, you've got person, you know, A in Wyoming needs to ship 40 tons of rock to person B in Texas. How do they find a truck to do that? You talk to me, this freight shipping logistics company. So did that very randomly, very natural transition from music performance there. But I had some fun there. And then, my performance opportunity came into play, which is Blue Man Group. I had always wanted to play and perform with Blue Man. I'd loved them since I was in junior high. Huge life goal of mine was like, man, that's a dream if I could do something like that someday. And right the summer after I graduated from college, I auditioned for Blue Man in LA. I made it through auditions. They invited me to come train. But that was a like unknown time frame. It was just, you're on the list. We'll call you when it's your turn. It'll probably be next year sometime. And so, you know, got that shipping logistics job. And then in, you know, the following March or like 5 months later, 6 months later, they called and said, hey, you're up if you want to come. So, did that, trained for Blue Man Group, went to New York, trained and performed in New York for a few weeks for the training program. They ended up saying, I mean, this is a whole other episode, the whole Blue Man thing. They ended my training because they wanted me to get more acting experience. So we were left in this limbo of, you know, I'd been getting great feedback. We were kind of planning on, you know, it's like, all right, I'm going to be a Blue Man. And then that kind of got dropped. And it was this big question of, oh, now what do we do? And they left the door open for me. It was like, if you want to go get acting training, you can try again later. And so we were like, well, this is the time to do it. If we're going to do it, you know, we're going to wait for a few years and then come back. So we picked a city that had some acting training and that we were excited to go to. And we went to Boston, And I was trying to find a job in Boston. And that was when I started at Apple Retail. I got into Apple Retail, like kind of on accident. That's I was just applying to jobs, you know, and I was like,
we had some connections there though.
Not at Apple. We didn't have any connections at Apple, did we?
Yeah. I won't name the names because I don't know if we
okay. should on here. Cool. Well, great. I guess we had some connections at Apple. Thanks, Steve. Steve Jobs. So I applied and made it in and then worked at Apple Retail for a couple of years, did a couple stores, did acting training in Boston for the time checked that we were there.
If you know acting.
Yep. And so I did, it was a Michael Chekhov acting training technique. I did that for a year, life-changing. That's a whole other conversation. Went back to Blue Man and said, hey, I've done acting training. I'd like to try again. Re-auditioned and they said, wow, you've grown so much. You're like, whatever you did was amazing, but we've determined that you're actually not right for the role. So like you as kind of a more developed actor that's great. You're just not what we need. So that was really hard, really tough. We moved back to Phoenix, still at Apple. And then I transitioned into marketing. And so I started, I wanted to build websites. And I happened to connect with this guy who was in digital marketing. And he said, I don't think you want to build websites. I think you should be a marketer. I think what you're actually wanting is marketing. It's that tech, the psychology, the art kind of creativity. I was like, sure, I'll try it. And so started at that agency and learned a lot. It was so fun and loved it. And then kind of moved from there, bounced around to a couple of different companies and marketing roles. To now what I'm doing now, which is...
Where does that leave Steven now?
Where does that leave me now? I am now a freelance marketer. I am a messaging and copywriting strategist and expert. I write websites. I help people say what they want to say clearly. So if you have a business or something that you're trying to communicate and just doesn't feel like it's resonating... that's kind of my job, is to come in and make sense of that, bring it out on the other side. So yeah, super fun.
Grow their brand. And
yeah, it's all about growing your brand, engaging with your audience, creating content that resonates or that accomplishes some goal. So for some people, they want you to, you know, you want people to schedule a call with you or buy a product. Or if you're trying to teach something, you want the person to learn what you're teaching, but you have to communicate it clearly in a way so that it accomplishes that goal. So it's that whole process. It's really, really fun. So now I'm doing that full time. Brings us to this moment right now at this kitchen table. That is Steven.
That is Steven's.
In a nutshell. Mm-hmm. So Christina, over to you. What's your education background?
I don't have a giant epic Blue Man story tucked into mine. Yeah. But my education is that I graduated from Arizona State University. I have a communications degree there. Some of my other like training and certifications are I'm yoga certified. I'm also certified partially through Montessori. I worked for a Montessori school and became like a certified Montessori assistant for a while. And then I have an integrative health certification from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. So that's kind of my education. And then within there, I've taken a lot of courses on like vocation and presence and breathwork and things like that. But it all started truly at the good old restaurant of Chili's. I was a hostess with black pants and a red shirt with a bright chili. I smelt like onion every night. My poor parents.
Fajitas.
I smelled like fajitas.
I only think of fajitas when I think
of... You know, they smell good fresh. Chili. They don't smell good when they come home on your clothes. It's just a different thing.
I believe it.
But I did that. And then I spent years working with children who had special needs. And worked with, lots of different age groups. And that was still one of the best seasons of my life. It was worked with the most spectacular humans. So I did that for a while. And then when we lived in Boston, I continued that work. And I also was teaching yoga at a yoga studio in Boston, which I loved. And then I transitioned to being an assistant at a Montessori school in Boston. And I actually taught children's yoga there, which was a whole hullabaloo so circus. Cool.
It was so great. That was one of my favorite things to watch her do. It was so great.
Teaching yoga to three-year-olds is epic.
They're so flexible.
And then I skip hop after that. Decided to go back to school for integrative health certification because I had gone deep into my own journey and decided like I learned so much that I wanted to actually be certified to help other people. And so about 4 or 5 years ago, and then I started working one-on-one with clients once I was certified, basically helping them. I do like calls, one-on-one calls or Zoom calls, where I help women just basically move into greater wholeness, like mentally and physically. So that brings us to now. What I'm doing is, I like to call it integrative health mentoring. Just really coming alongside women, whether or not they have like a physical illness or not. Some do, but some don't. It's really just coming alongside them and helping them move towards greater wellness in their emotional health and in their physical health, in their relationships, and just like holding space for people so that they can just pursue more wholeness in their life. That was something that has been critical for me for my whole life, is like having mentors and people who came alongside me. So I really love doing that work with women now. And that is something that I offer, and I have availability still. So if that's something ever that someone listening to this wanted to talk more about, you can email me, because I have spaces open for more mentorees. But also, and primarily, that's very, very, very part-time, as I'm mostly a homemaker and a mama to my boy. And that is my favorite job, is being a homemaker, a wife, and a mom.
And you're incredible at it.
Thank you. So that is my little journey of some education.
Yeah, that's background. The education piece. So now let's move on and dive into your health journey.
Yes.
And that is the more kind of the core thing, you know, that has defined a lot of our, I feel like a lot of our life.
For the last while. It has a big... Some chapters feel like they're longer and bigger and thicker than others. And that's definitely... So I'm just going to give like a really brief play-by-play. We'll go into this in a lot of different capacities in the podcast.
Well, and for, you know, if you're still with us at this point, thanks, by the way, for listening. But, you know, there's a lot of information out there there's a lot of podcasts about health, about gut health and nutrition and that kind of stuff. There's a lot of videos. There's a lot of people you could listen to. But to me, we're both researchers. We love to research. We love to absorb information and learn. And for me, as objectively as I can, like what we're about to talk about here is what kind of differentiates for me, like Christina and really us, like our life wisdom that we've kind of got, like we have gone through some really intense things. And a lot of people have, you know, but this is living with chronic illness and navigating that. It really is a different thing. So this is really what I feel like kind of gives us the credibility to talk about some of the stuff that we are going to talk about on this podcast. And not to say like, look at us, how great we are, you should listen to us, but like, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, we have lived this out, you know, this isn't just good ideas that we've heard. Like we have, we've gone through it. We've gone through a lot and have come out the other side. So context.
Yeah. And this is a big topic that we'll go deeper into, in future podcasts in different capacities, but basically just an overview for someone who doesn't know me. I'm diagnosed with POTS dysautonomia, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And that's something that I live with and that affects me every day in small or big ways. But my health journey started really back in like 2009. I started having some really intense gut issues. And
that was like high school.
Yeah, I was like a junior in high school. But it was like not super bad at first. But I was having a lot of gut issues. I had traveled overseas. So when I came back, I was diagnosed with like parasites and pinworms. But we did some treatment. Thought it was all okay, thought this was all just kind of part of the healing process. And so kind of just carried on with my life and was able to keep working, but I was very... Yeah,
like we met or we started talking during that, like that was that state kind of lasted.
Yeah.
Through
I was pretty well managed. Like it hadn't like crashed my life yet.
We moved to Boston, like all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just very like well managed. I was diagnosed with like 27 food allergies. Yeah, something wild. It was just tender, walking a tightrope a bit. But to me, it was just kind of normal. And we weren't really sure what was going on. But then in 2016, I had like a huge crash, I would say, where I just remember being so sick and realizing like this is taking over my life. And I remember calling my mom from my apartment floor one day because I was like hard to stand up. I was in so much gut pain and I was just like, I need help. We need to see a doctor and I don't know which doctor to go to. So we ended up going to an incredible naturopathic doctor. She ran a ton of tests. This was after I had already had my medical history is insane. Like yeah. I had already had every test in the books, endoscopy, colonoscopy, barium studies. Yeah. I had done it all.
Well, and you'd gone through treatments. I mean like big round of like antibiotics
the right. first
round, and then they did another round that was like it was so intense. It like carpet bombed your insides.
Yeah.
You know, to try to get rid of
trying
everything.
To kill whatever pestilence was in there.
Yeah.
Because there was also I came back with unknown protozoa was on my medical records a lot. Like there was basically something that they couldn't figure out what it was. So yeah. They didn't know how to kill it. So they were like, well let's just
yeah.
try everything. So, anyways, she ran some tests, found some very clear issues going on. There was a whole laundry list of things. I had overgrowths and undergrowths in my gut bacteria flora. So I went through a treatment, which I won't go into now, but we can talk about it on another podcast maybe. It was probably the hardest thing I've giving birth was, but it was one of the hardest things. Yeah. I remember like crying to Stephen one night. We were trying to take a walk and I just said, I can't do this. Like I didn't think I was going to make it through the treatment. I thought it was going to like literally kill me. Like yeah. it was so hard.
It was really hard.
So
really intense.
We got through it though. Did test again. Everything was clear. It was like the bad things were killed. So it's almost like I was just this like desolate field in my gut, basically. So like all the bad was gone, but also all the good was gone. And I had to start with like one morsel of bread to like try to restart my gut, which is why I have a lot of knowledge in gut health and things like that that I work with people on a lot. But yeah, so after that was like in 2017, and then by 2019, I was still having a ton of symptoms. It was this laundry list of symptoms that we couldn't figure out. Like, well, why am I getting dizzy spells?
Yeah,
why is my vision getting weird?
Sleeping a long time, feeling totally exhausted. Getting like faint and like dizzy randomly throughout
having
the day.
Having temperature dysregulation, just all these kind of like.
Can't heat up, can't cool down, mm-hmm. you know.
All these strange symptoms. And Stephen was always headfirst into trying to figure out what's going on. And there was a night where he came to me in our little apartment in the kitchen and he had big tears in his eyes. And he said, I think I figured it out. And I was like, what? He's like, I think I know what you have. And I was like, well, that's nice. We've had that thought 10 million times. No, listen to this. And he he had put a bunch of pieces together and a bunch of symptoms and read some things off. And he's like, I think you have this thing called POTS. So that started us on this journey of identifying, like, is it really POTS? And then getting the diagnosis and then going to see a specialist for that. So basically, though, that was when the real healing started happening, I think. And that's where it was like, okay, I know what rocks are in my backpack now. Mm-hmm. So now I can start training with them and figure out how to actually hike this hill called life with all these rocks in my backpack.
Yeah.
But now looking back, I mean, 4 years later from, you know, being diagnosed and...
Wow, 4 years.
It's incredible because my life now, like, I still have POTS. I probably will have POTS for a long time, maybe forever. But I am in a totally different place than I was at that time. Yeah. Like, I am so high functioning with POTS, and it still affects me, but it doesn't, like, control my life anymore. And mostly it's been because of this journey we've been on. And I chose to work with my body in the modality of just dietary and lifestyle changes and working with different helpers and healers, and gaining a lot of education and trying things and troubleshooting my body. Not everyone does that. Some people choose different, you know, ways to manage their symptoms, and there's not one right or wrong way, but that's been my journey. And so that's partially, or maybe fully, why I'm really passionate about just coming alongside people, offering whatever knowledge I can to help them if they have issues similar to what I've experienced. Or maybe they don't, but I understand that suffering is such a lonely journey sometimes in any capacity.
Yeah.
And so holding space for that, because through all those years and still, there are days where you really have to like go after the light so the darkness doesn't just eat you. And yeah, that's kind of been part of our story. So maybe that was a little lengthy, but
yeah, no, that was great. That was great. And it's hard to summarize, because
it's really hard to summarize.
There are so many, like you don't get the nuance of living with it, you know, and how hard you have to fight. There's a song that we can link to in the show notes, that we were actually featured in. We were featured in the music video for this song, but the songwriter wrote this line. It said, "You work twice as hard to get half as far." And that line still makes me cry when I hear it, because it's the most true statement I've heard about watching you go through all of this for the last, you know, however many years. It's like you work so hard just to function, and you do it so well. And because of your dedication to learning and working and being diligent with your body and like soaking in like what works, and like you test it on yourself, you know, you're like, all right, I'm going to try this thing. I'm going to learn. I'm going to eat this way. I'm going to eat this way. I'm going to try this. And like, you've just figured out what works, and to the point that we've got a healthy and like chunky 15-month-old. He's a chonkers. And your body like birthed him, and you're feeding him, and you've got like a milk supply forever. And he's so healthy and nutritious. And like, I had my doubts that your body would even be able to bring a baby to term. You know, it's like, how is it doing this? But
miracle.
And just because of your dedication and your application as well. It's not just information, but you like apply it and you live it, and you've infused your body with so much health that like you're able to do what you do. And it's amazing.
And I think there's also something to say. I just want to make sure that we touch too on like, I wonder if some people may be listening and are like, I do everything I possibly can, totally. And I'm still on this part of the journey. Maybe I haven't been able to experience the sort of relief that Christine's experienced or whatever. I just want to bring like a little spotlight to that too. And that I think there are things in our life, whether it be like health or not, where we can give it what feels like 110% and not feel any movement. And there are areas like that in my life still too. And that's part of our work here in the Willow Tree Online is the belief that we can live a really whole life, even with broken pieces.
Yeah.
There are going to be pieces that don't come together until the day we die that are still broken, quote unquote. But with that, we can still move into deeper wholeness. And that's what I do with integrative health coaching, is that's like why I do it, because I'm not here to heal people. I'm here to help them move towards more wholeness.
Yeah.
And that looks, sometimes it's not healing. So anyways.
Well, and you know, not, we don't want to paint like a too shiny of a picture of like current life. I mean, it's still active in your life. It's still something you deal with. You know, you're very, very tired right now. And I mean, you're very sleep deprived thanks to Mr. Beckett, but you know, it's not gone, you know, it still affects your life and our
life. Like, but it lives in the back seat now instead of the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Like every day still, I'm so grateful. Like I can make all the meals in our family. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for how far I've gone.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. I never have to have Stephen hold my hand to get me out of bed anymore. Like,
yeah.
It's just pretty wild. But anyways, yeah. We'll dig deeper into that later. Let's kind of finish up here. We have two other little categories, our values. So we talked about the manifesto.
Yep.
Do you want to just briefly go through the kind of our top five values that we came up with?
Yeah. So we just thinking through like the values that we have and like what you're going to hear a lot of on this podcast. The first one is presence. That's very important to us, is being as present as we can in each moment with each of our experiences, including the hard. That's a big thing that we talk about. It's not about numbing out or shutting out or trying to escape or get rid of, you know, these, even the hard parts of our life. It's about being present to it all. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. The second thing is beauty and suffering can coexist. And that's something that's really the core of our life. You know, it's never just beauty, but it's also never just suffering. Like they're both.
The human experience. Every single person can nod their head to that.
They can coexist. And I think that journey of getting to a point where you can coexist with them, you can live and accept both of them. That's what really we're searching for. That's what we're in pursuit of with this podcast and in life. Third is authenticity, really being true to our values, living out our values, like in daily life, in our relationships with the people that we care about. We want to walk the walk, you know,
being honest in like relationships. Neither me or Steven are huge fans of just like small talk. We would rather just sit with you and be deep. Like, let's just hear it.
let's share it. And that's what we want to be on this podcast. We want to be authentic. We want to tell you what's really going on. And believe me, you're going to hear it. We've got some stuff lined up.
Wow. I don't even know.
I'm thinking about like the Grand Canyon conversation we're going to have. And I'm going to be honest with you. The fourth one is just people, the gift of sharing space, having people over, hospitality, engaging with people and hearing other people's stories is the most, that just is what it's all about to me. And, the fifth here is
I just noticed there are six I'm sleep deprived. Fifth bonus
creating and engaging with creation in some capacity. So whether you're creating music or art or writing, like it's the act of creation or nature and through gardening. I love to garden and really believe in that. That's essential. Yeah, therapeutic. And then final is respect for all people, animals, and nature. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of what we're about. So that's the value piece.
Yep.
And then kind of on a like kind of sub, those are the big values, but then like, how does that actually play out? What are some of the practical ways
the trickle down,
we live that out in our daily life, some stuff that we're passionate about?
Yeah. These are topics we'll create like individual podcasts around. So we have, creating a non-toxic or less toxic home environment with like the products we use on our bodies and in our homes. Sustainable living is really important to us. So kind of this concept of, are we adding to the good of creation or are we taking from the good of creation, and earth and nature? And then minimalism is something we wouldn't consider ourselves minimalists, but
a sliding scale, we're closer to the minimalist side.
We do really value minimalism. Plant-based nutrition, we're really passionate about that, just nutrition in general. Gardening is something that we really value. Stephen's very passionate about that.
Yeah.
And just using what you have and kind of like what is natural rather than like the so much processed things in our industrial era. Is that what we would consider this?
Yeah.
Homemaking is something that is a value of mine that I'm really passionate about in all bunch of different capacities. Ethical shopping is also something we might talk more about, and how, like, if we value people and planet, then you have to sometimes take a look behind the curtain at, like, where you're shopping and what you're putting on your body and things like that. And we're not perfect by any means. I definitely buy a lot of things off Amazon that are not, you know, ethical, but we do our best in a lot of areas to pursue that. So those are just kind of like some random ones that we brainstormed thinking about this that kind of gives you an overall snapshot. So we now are going to close out the core content part with sharing random facts without details. That's what this segment is called. So do you want me to go through?
No context, just random facts about each other. You can start. Okay. Sure.
So basically these are just random facts. If you were sitting here, we would be like, don't ask questions. We're just going to tell you. We might tell you more later, or we'll just let your mind wander with that. So some of them are not that interesting, but we lived in Boston. We took tap classes together when we were dating. Steven's an awesome dancer. We also took samba class together one time.
We did. Learned to samba.
We learned how to samba. We were both pretty good at that. I've written a book, Intentions, which you can find on my website. We did a music video. We were featured in a music video with JJ Heller and a JJ Heller song.
I Believe in You.
I Believe in You.
Has almost 1 million views.
It almost has a million views. But one of the biggest honors of our lifetime working with Joy Prouty and JJ Heller in that, and just bringing awareness to chronic illness. So
technically those were details, but that's okay.
Sorry, I just had to do a shout out to them though, you know?
Yep.
Okay, Steven was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome in the third grade.
Yep, I have Tourette's.
My first choice of major and what I actually met with my college counselor about was design. Didn't end up doing that.
Yep.
Went with communications instead. And Steven has an espresso hobby.
Yep, I make espresso. We had lattes.
He's
while
a
we
really
were
good
recording
espresso
this.
Maker.
I don't know about really good.
Everyone who's come over is like, that's
I'm not really at like espresso. A barista level, but I can make it. It's really good. I can make a good latte.
Okay, my favorite foods. Well, I have a lot, so this was very hard for me. I really enjoy good food, but I put on the list dark chocolate. Peanut butter, however, there are good and bad peanut butters. The peanut butter from Costco is my favorite. That's a detail. Okay. And then these wraps that we get.
I'm giving her a look.
These wraps that we get from this restaurant nearby called Catalina Wraps. I could eat them every night, but I won't because I'm afraid I'm going to get.
They're so good.
Sick of them if I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Steven, what were your favorite foods? Because I couldn't fill in the blank there.
Well, chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
Definitely.
That was what I thought was your number one.
Catalina Wraps. Probably our ice cream night as well.
Banana whip.
Banana whip.
We'll share our special banana whip.
Good.
Secret
and then,
recipe.
I can catch, or the most marshmallows I've caught in my mouth at a single time was 27. No context, no details.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to share a random fact about each other, but we haven't talked about this, so we don't know which, what random thing we're going to expose about each other.
Yes. Okay, I'll go first. I'll share a random fact about you.
Okay, what are you going to tell them?
It's not bad, don't worry. Christina loves tiny utensils, tiny things. We're talking baby cutlery, to the point that we ordered baby cutlery off of Amazon, and we were sharing an Amazon account with my dad. My dad texted my sister saying, is this like, does this mean something? Cause it was like, it said like baby cutlery. Mm. And so she's like, no, Christina just likes to eat with tiny forks and spoons. So Christina likes tiny utensils.
I am who I am. Okay. Steven's is that he has botanical.
I don't know how
that's
you're gonna
not
finish
the right
that.
Word. He has things in his eyeballs.
Intacts.
But people don't know what they are. What are they? Plastic. He has little plastic tubes.
Polymer.
We can't give details, but he has plastic tubes inserted into his eyes because he has a degenerative eye disease. And yep. we had to do, well, we did not do the surgery.
I did.
He did a surgery. I did. Anyways, that's a random fact.
That is a very, I have bionic eyeballs. Yeah.
I feel like I should list a more, that doesn't expose anything weird about you. I mean, that's kind of that's weird.
It's pretty weird. I'll show you in person if we ever meet.
All right,
you
that's know,
hold
all
up I, a hold up a flashlight to my eye and you can see it.
That's all I can think about. Yeah. Oh, he also sneezes so loud.
Like, how come so you're sharing loud? More facts? You okay. just said one. Now I need to do another one about you.
Oh, we're out of time for that.
We're out of time. Oh, bummer.
All right. So we just want to wrap up with sharing or kind of creating some application for.
Yeah, we always want to somehow share how or encourage you to apply the main conversation, the core content, to your life. Like, how do you apply it? How do you incorporate it somehow into your life? And so, you know, we've just shared, we've just spent a long time sharing our story with you, parts of our story. So hopefully you know us a little bit better. Hopefully you've gotten to laugh with us a little bit. But you know, this process for us is really helpful and interesting, and to sit through and go, yeah, like, what is our story? What are these high points and low points? What makes us who we, what has shaped us to the people we are today? And we've got a lot of value out of doing that. So kind of want to encourage you to do the same thing. Take some time and think through, who are you? What has shaped you to be who you are? Maybe you've had some hard diagnoses. Maybe you've had hard health things that are still unresolved. Maybe, I think we've all gone through things, right? So,
yeah.
You know, what are those things, good and bad?
And what values have those created in
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and exactly. What values have those created? What do you value now as a result of that?
Yeah.
And you can do it with yourself. Obviously, you can do it with a partner or your spouse. We've just found it creates really rich dialogue, even if it's just you. It's rich internal dialogue with yourself, you know. Would highly encourage you to do that. We'd love to hear that. If you end up writing it down, send it to us. We'd love to see it.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. Anything else on the heart and home?
I don't think so. I think that's it. I was going to say, let's just end it and not do Whimsy and Delight. But you know, if you've been with us for an hour.
Oh, you deserve some Whimsy and Delight. I mean,
wow. I thought this was going to be like a 20-minute podcast. And
nope.
Really long.
Our story. Okay,
let's end with our Whimsy and Delight segment then. Delight. So this is our little segment of what we've been enjoying lately, or what's been bringing us Whimsy and Delight. So Stephen, what's one thing you've been just enjoying lately?
What have I been enjoying lately? I've been enjoying this YouTube channel called Film Theory.
Ooh, I just
discovered it. It's been around apparently for a very long time, like 8 years, 7 years. But it's a really funny YouTube channel where he takes a film and like breaks down, like, you know, how could you survive this monster in this film or whatever? And he kind of breaks down logical pieces and clues that you get from the movie. So that's been, I've been enjoying watching some of those lately when I'm doing dishes or whatever.
I love that. Mine is funny. It's a viewing thing too. I've been enjoying, we've been watching for like the 10th time, but there's a Josh Garrels documentary called The Sea in Between, and you can find it on YouTube. And
yeah, Josh Garrels is he's one a of musician. Our favorite, yeah, favorite musicians.
It's just a really cool, inspiring, calming documentary.
Yeah, and regardless, I mean, he's a Christian, but regardless of your spirituality, I think you'll find
it's a rich
value
documentary
in it.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that's been bringing me Whimsy and Delight. And what's the best thing you've eaten lately, Stephen?
I'd say your double chocolate cookies.
Oh, we better go get some of those.
Those are so
this.
Good. And that was kind of an experiment, right? You just kind of whipped those out one day. She's like, check out these cookies I made, and they're so good.
Everything's good if you double on the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
The best thing I've eaten lately, pat self on back, I guess, but it's my homemade Irish soda bread. I really like it. And I've been making our own bread now for like, we haven't bought bread for like 4 months or something, maybe. Whoa, actually longer. But it's really good. We have a slice of Irish soda bread every morning with our breakfast, and I just really enjoy it.
Yeah. Very right. Nice.
Signing cool. off.
Signing off. Yep. Thanks again so much for sticking with us. If you're still here, it means a lot that you're still listening. And wish we could be with you in person, but this is the next best thing. So thanks for listening. And next episode, we're going to be digging into my Grand Canyon experience. So talking about what prompted me to want to hike the Grand Canyon. I did a rim-to-rim-to-rim hike of the Grand Canyon in December of last year, of 2022. So why did I do that? And what was the experience like? And what did I learn? What did I gain? What did I lose from that experience? And then Christina's kind of experience in that as well. So we'll be talking about that. That's a two-parter as mm-hmm. well. So lots of great stuff to kind of dive into there. But thank you. We're so grateful for you. And we will see you next time under the willow tree.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome, my dear, to the endless summer. Welcome, my dear, to eternity.